Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you out for an absolutely wonderful show today, a show that's about you and for you. Those of you that are sick and tired of working so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you, so you can do what you want, with whom you want, when you want, and have that freedom, that cash flow, and that prosperity, so that you can actually do what you love and live the life that you love. So welcome out again. Thank you again for sharing our show, for being such a great part of this cause. And I love when I get to hear from you guys that you're not just in here for financial freedom, but you're here that because as you liberate yourself, you can also help to do the same for others. You can bless more lives. And that is the kind of ripple effect I love to be a part of and proud to call you guys Ripplers. So thank you so much for joining us today. And again, thank you for your questions, for your emails, for reaching out, and giving me an opportunity to serve you too beyond the show. I love connecting with you guys and seeing what I can do for you. And so anyways, I'm excited to have you guys here, and I hope you're excited for a show today. Now, I want to tell you a story. This goes about 10 years ago, and I was meeting with a client, and he was a pretty influential client within the chiropractic community, you know, the community out there, and I was, you know, really excited to work with him. He's excited to work with me, and we're doing great. And then we started talking about his taxes. And as we started about talking about his taxes, we realized that, wow, okay, you've got a C Corp. Why do you have a C Corp? Well, that's what my CPA told me to do in California. Okay. And he's like, yeah, I'm supposed to be getting better tax savings. And I said, you know, I bet you with an S Corp, you can get better tax savings for California even. He's like, well, that's what my CPA said, and I trust him. I said, well, all right, well, let's check. And so went and had his taxes reviewed by the accountant that we had that I was using at that time. And he goes through it and says, yeah, you're overpaying by about $10,000 a year in taxes, needlessly. And came back and said, hey, $10,000. This is a no-brainer. Let's get this fixed. And he said, he's like, well, I can't do that because I really like my CPA. I trust him. I think this is the best course. And I said, listen, you already know. You've already been told what to do. You know, I already knew it before I referred you to that accountant. Why do you want to pay more tax? Well, I really trust this guy. I like him a lot. And I said, what are you afraid of? And he's like, well, you know, sometimes he's been really good to me over the years. I'm like, well, that's great. I said, here's the deal. Why don't you do this? You know, are you going to lose your friendship over this? He's like, well, I mean, it might strain our friendship if I stop using. I'm like, okay, well, even if it does, why don't you pay him $1,000 a year just to be your friend? And you save the other $9,000 by actually doing it right. How about that? And of course, you know, he wasn't so thrilled about it, but I was like, listen, and by the way, if you have to pay him to be your friend, maybe he's not really your friend. You know, like I respect that you trust him and that you're loyal to him, but who are you more loyal to? Him or your family? And if you have to be loyal to him, at least pay him just to be your friend, and then at least you can save the rest of the money so your family likes you too. And guess what? He didn't do it. He still insisted. And now it's been a decade, so he's probably paid well over $100,000 more a year, or not a year, sorry, $100,000 more total that could have been in his pocket working for him, but now it's not because he wanted to keep a friend. And I call this the guilt tax. Because I'll run across this from time to time. And like I said, I really do respect people that are loyal, people that like their friends, right? But at the same time, at what point does your family become the priority? When do you become the priority instead of them? And I'll tell you, like I remember, and the reason I was so hard on him in this is because I had that same decision. I told my accountant just a few years prior. I said, listen, I found an accountant that's got his stuff together. Either you figure this stuff out or I fire you. You know, and by the way, this guy was one of my best friends. So, of course, I was a little bit nervous. I was a little bit apprehensive because I really don't like making waves. I don't like conflict. But I do like saving money, you know? Like, it is an important thing to me because I see the priority. Like, I see that if I don't save money, if I don't do what's right financially, then that's an opportunity cost for my family. And so I told him about that accountant. And, you know, the funny thing is he actually started working with that CPA instead. So he not only did he try to learn from him, but he actually started working for him, which I said, okay, great, cool, I'll keep you. But I had to kind of give him that little ultimatum to say, listen, you're a great guy and I love you and that won't change. But if I'm going to continue using you, you need to be at the top of your game. And I'll tell you guys, like, as you grow and progress, and especially my clients know this too, is that as you grow and progress and financially things become better and better, your team has to elevate with you. Because if you're elevating and your team doesn't elevate, they will keep you down. They are like crabs in a bucket. They will pull you back to that comfort zone. And as you progress, in fact, if you want to progress, one of the best ways to do it is allow them to help pull you up, right? That is really the key. So you need to have a key team around you. And I find this guilt tax, as I call it, you know, that it's everywhere. You know, it's basically you pay more because you feel guilty about losing a relationship, right? Or stopping that business. I'll see this all the time. I see this with people with life insurance agents, for example. You know, we'll say this with life insurance agents. They'll say, okay, Chris, you taught me more in a half hour or an hour than I've learned from my other guy I've been talking to for years, but I feel guilty not giving him the business, you know? So I don't know. I feel like I should be loyal to them. I actually had a guy that told me that it was going to be a really large case. And he even said, he's like, Chris, I actually feel guilty because yes, your numbers beat out everything that guy did, but you know, he's been trying to talk to me for a year and I feel bad not giving him something. And so what he did, the guy didn't say, he gave me a bunch of referrals. He went and did the business with the other guy because it wasn't like the guy did a bad job. It's just, I did better. You know, it was like a good, better, best, or even a better, best scenario. The guy actually did a decent job for him, but you know, it just wasn't enough. And so anyways, he just said, hey, I referred my other friend and that was great. You know, I definitely appreciate those referrals, but that guy in his case was paying tens of thousands of dollars a year in guilt tax because of it. You know, I tried to talk him out of it, you know, because to me, I don't care who works that hard. I appreciate hard work and value, but I also want the best for my family. That's where my value goes, right? And so I like to have both if I can, but you know, if it comes to an either or scenario, I choose my family. I don't know about you guys. Maybe it's different, but I know it's a tough thing. And so, and it wasn't like this guy was close friends either. That's the funny thing. He wasn't like a close friend. He just felt bad that he'd spent hours and hours and hours. And he's like, Chris, and you and I talked for a half an hour and plus some emails and yeah, you kicked his butt, but you know, I'll just send on referrals. And so I understand why someone feels this way because I feel those same emotions, but it really is about priorities. How much is that guilt tax going to pay you? How long are you going to pay that financial advisor's fees? I mean, I see people paying advisor fees. Somebody just recently that I talked to that they're paying $10,000 a year for an advisor that's putting them in crappy mutual funds. I was like, man, you could pay the same or even less with me and get better advice and make better returns on your money. No brainer, right? You know, so some people are paying, and I've seen people pay CPAs too. CPAs will charge them $10,000 plus a year. And sometimes they're not even in a situation where they need that kind of help, and it's not even giving them that much of savings. But they're like, well, yeah, but they're great. You know, they're really highly recommended. Well, that's awesome. I'm sure they are great, but they're not great for you. You know, I've seen that happen. So paying CPAs like just enormous amounts of money for very little help that you can get for maybe $3,000 to $5,000 a year versus $10,000 to $15,000 a year, right? You know, people that put 1% into the 401k because they get this automatic match, whether they put money in or not. But they feel, hey, well, the company's giving me a match. I just need to at least put in 1%. I had somebody tell me that recently. So I'm just putting in 1% because I feel bad the company's putting in money. Don't! That they chose that. They obviously chose to give you money, whether you put money in or not, whether you contributed or not. Take advantage of it. I do not oppose a 401k if it's being funded by somebody else and I don't have to fund it. You know, keep the money in your own pocket, right? You know, these are the kind of things I'm talking about. But what happens is that we get so caught up in our emotions. We get so caught up in feeling guilty because we realize, oh, this isn't the best for me. And hey, it's okay to throw somebody else's hat in the ring. it's okay to say, you know what? You know, I've had people come to me and say, Chris, you know, I appreciate what you have. Let me at least talk to my other advisor and see what they recommend. And I was like, great. They'll probably recommend this or this or this, right? And some of them have come back saying, my advisor said he can't compete. He won't try. So they're like, well, I guess that makes it easy, you know. But other times they do it. And I'm okay with that. You know, as long as you leave your head in it and don't get your heart so much in the way that your brain turns off. Because that's where it gets costly. And there's a lot of people, including some of you probably listening right now, that you know this has been the case. You've probably had a spouse mention this to you. You've probably had a spouse or somebody tell you, hey, you're costing our family because, you know, your emotions or your feelings get in the way, you know. And again, I am all about emotions. Yeah, I really am. I'm a sensitive guy. You know, I really am. Like I said, I don't even like conflict. You know, I want things to work out for the best for everybody. But again, ultimately it comes down to, who do you really prioritize? Are you prioritizing these people that you hire? Not that they hire you, you hire them. Are you prioritizing them, or are you prioritizing your family and yourself? Who's ultimately the ones that are going to get the best benefit here? So that's the kind of thing I want to leave you with today. I'll leave you with one more story of a client that I had several years back as well. He was a dentist, and in his situation, you know, he had money in all kinds of places. He was trying to hide money even offshore and things like that, right? And you know, and so we started talking about his situation, and I remember him saying, "Hey, okay, Chris, like I don't know if you can even do much for me because I'm a pretty smart guy, you know." And I'll tell you, those kind of attitudes, I have a hard time working with. When somebody has a lot of ego, those are usually not the people for me. Those are usually people I'd say, "Hey, I got a good referral for you. Go talk to this other company," you know. But yeah, this guy, I mean, he had a pretty big ego, but he was at least willing to learn. And so it took some time. Like, it really did. We tried to give him tax savings, and of course that didn't work because he had two other partners and they weren't moving their feet. And so even though we could have saved him easily 10 to 20,000 a year in taxes, we couldn't do it, you know, just because of that situation. He couldn't get his other partners on board. Sad, I know. And then we, you know, we did some other things too. And so by the end of the year, he called me up. He said, "Chris, hey, guess what? I don't know how you did it, but even though I only make, you know," he's only bringing home a salary of roughly about 130,000 a year, his net worth went up 100,000 that year, primarily because we didn't lose any money. And see, we moved a lot of the money out of the markets and things like that and got into safer places where it actually would keep growing for him. What's interesting is that a few years later, he came to Salt Lake City, and so we went out to dinner. He said, "Hey, Chris, you remember that financial advisor I've had?" I'm like, "Yeah, I remember him." "Like, yeah, you guys had a really long relationship, didn't you?" He's like, "Yeah. He's been friends with me and my family. I mean, he was at my parents' funeral. He was with us since the 80s. He was an advisor up in Canada. So, you know, he kept him. He kept money with him. And even when we were working together, he said, "Chris, this guy has been so good to me and my family for so many years. I'm going to just keep $250,000 with him. I'm going to just at least keep that. Everything else he had out, and that money grew or at least stayed the same. He didn't lose money, so that was great. But he wanted to keep that money with that advisor." Well, guess what? He said that advisor just a few years ago decided to run off with my money. So he basically fled the country, took off my money, and it's gone. I lost $250,000. And I was like, "Holy cow. Wow, I'm sorry to hear that." And he's like, no, it's fine. Like, you got me set up in every other area. But it's funny, the one thing, you know, even though I can't advise people what to do, right? You know, he said, the one thing that, you know, the one place that I kept money that you weren't in favor of is the only place where I lost money. He's like, "I find that pretty interesting." So he's like, feel free to share that with clients or whoever, but that's, you know, I thought that was interesting. He's like, "Don't worry, I'm set. I'm good because you got me in a good position everywhere else, but that was a costing mistake." He's like, "And I could see what you mean there." And that's a person that we trusted. Like, there's somebody we've known for decades, right? Since the mid 80s, they've been working with him. And so guys, that's the thing. And I'm not saying that somebody's going to run off their money or anything like that, but you know, you got to understand like what really is in your best interest. You know, there he was almost gambling his money anyways. I mean, regardless of who had his money, the fact is he was gambling money with how that guy was investing. You know, and even worse, of course, is that, you know, friend or not, you know, family friend, close friend, didn't matter. He still ran off the money. And I don't want to see that happen, guys. Like, it drives me nuts when I see money leaking away because of that, because of this guilt tax. That is something that just to me is not acceptable. And it fires me up a little bit, you know? So I want you to look at your life and look with, you know, really look within, but also look around and ask yourself, where am I paying a guilt tax? Where am I know that I'm paying more fees than I should be, even though I could get do better here? Where am I, you know, where am I actually not getting the best advice? You know, is this advice that I'm getting costing me money? I can assure you, if you've been taking the mainstream financial advice, it already has cost you money. It's cost you time, it's cost you money, and it's cost you opportunities that could have created more freedom for you right now. So guys, don't be guilty of the guilt tax. Find a way to get away from that. So, and again, if it's something that deal with financial advising and things like that, great. Well, go to an anti-financial advisor like myself and say, Chris, what do you see? You know, what's going on here? Because I'm telling you, some of you guys are paying a hefty fee in taxes, and it's not taking money away from an advisor's pocket. It's actually putting money in their pocket by taking money away from your family. That's not acceptable, guys. So anyways, on that positive note, I hope you have a wonderful and prosperous week, and I hope that you, again, start living more guilt-free and start living that life that you love, a life of prosperity and freedom and cash flow right now. Make a great week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.